In this week of the course, you will be studying the Russian Revolution. Much like the French Revolution a century before, the Russian Revolution had a profound worldwide impact. It inspired people throughout the world to revolt in an attempt to overthrow their governments and create new socialist regimes. The Russian Revolution was actually a series of revolutions, and if you look closely at the early history of the Soviet Union, you will see that the Russian Revolution closely resembles the entire span of the French Revolutionary Era. You might consider the Russian Revolutionary Era to have been the time from 1917 until 1935. The chronological series of events might then include, first, the February Revolution of 1917, which overthrew the Tsarist regime. Second, the Bolshevik Revolution of October 1917, which overthrew the provisional government and a relatively liberal political regime. Third, a period of civil war when the Bolsheviks attempted to instill a radical version called war communism of the Bolshevik program. Fourth, the period of the new economic policy, a time when Bolshevik leadership relented on its earlier vision and liberalized many of its policies. And fifth, 1928, the consolidation of Stalin's dictatorship, the beginning of the five-year plans and the heavy industrialization of the Soviet Union, and the collectivization of the peasants. Thus, you do not just have the revolutions of 1917, but you have a long revolutionary era of fundamental political, social, and economic changes that occurred in Russia. The key leader of the Bolshevik Revolution of 1917 was Lenin. He had founded the party in 1903 and spent long years in exile directing party activities before returning to Russia in April of 1917. The Bolshevik success story was remarkable, because if you look at the size of the party when the February Revolution broke out, estimated at 20,000, or when the October Revolution occurred, estimated at 200,000, you will see how relatively insignificant the party was in the context of the size of the Russian population. Let's say 125 million. But although a very small group did seize power in October 1917, the party enjoyed considerable sympathy with the Russian population because of the very simple, straightforward party platform, consisting of land for the peasants, peace for the soldiers, bread for everybody, workers' control of the factories for the workers, and all power to the Soviets. And these were the informal worker, peasant, and military representative councils that had come into existence in 1917.